T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Roll tape, please.
Okay, let's get this show rolling.
10 seconds.
Stand by, everybody.
John Fricke and Hugh Douglas. Live, local, and you can hear us all over Georgia.
Big Hugh, Big John, Big Guys, Big Show.
A 3-time NFL Pro Bowler and a guy who's been covering the A for nearly 3 decades. John and Hugh, call the guys at 404-741-0929.
Wait, I thought I was the man.
No, you're my man.
Oh, okay. So my man, what do you mean I'm your...
No, not like that.
Okay.
My man, we cool.
Okay, gotcha.
John and Hugh are on the air.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome to a Wednesday at the Kia Studios with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. A lot to get into. NFL meetings, Braves, NBA, much more. Going to be a big, exciting day. What up, Hugh? How you doing?
Good morning. Good morning, Atlanta. How's everybody doing this morning? I'm good. I cannot complain. No, I really can't complain. Even if I wanted to complain, I really couldn't. Good day.
You know, I always say one of the rules I have in life, Hugh, is that I prefer clarity to agreement. I mean, we don't have to agree. We just have to be clear so we understand each other. And so everybody out there, I want you to understand this. I'm going to, at the risk of being a dad, it's raining out there, and those roads are slick. So let's be clear. Slow down. Take it easy. Get to work alive wherever you're headed, because it's a little nasty all over town. I hit a couple of squalls northbound and then another one southbound when I get into town. And, man, people are sliding. And it's yucky, yucky.
I drive a truck, John. I drive a man's truck. And not saying that I'm running around, driving fast. But, you know, normally when I'm sitting in my truck, I know it's raining. That's not the biggest concern that I have. But I do drive safe. But I'm saying, when you drive a truck, your perspective is just a little bit different.
Well, it's great to have the whole crew here. We have D back from Cali and Wendy and Bo, so we're all together again, and we're rocking it out with the Braves get a big win on the road last night, knock off the Philadelphia Phillies. Big win. Big, good, certainly a very good win.
Yeah, and to me, that was the first game was a competitive game. It's two teams that were last year were bottom dwellers, and the Phillies had the better of the Atlanta Braves last year. And there's two teams fighting it out, man, trying to, number one, figure out their identity and jockeying for first place. Good game. And it was, you know what, last night's game was similar to the one that was played the night before. You know, four or five hitless innings, and then all of a sudden you get a run, and then you're just trying to hold on to that one run. I mean, that's what, to me, that is – competitive baseball, especially when you look at what's on the line this early. I mean, May baseball, where it's real, really, really competitive.
Well, the Braves get their 20th win in the division, and they can win the series tonight if they take 2 out of 3 in Philadelphia. And again, what a statement this would be, because this is a huge road trip. I mean, 3 in Philadelphia with first place on the line. Now, with the win last night, the Braves are going to be in first place coming out of Philadelphia, win or lose tonight, because they're a game and a half ahead of the Phillies. So.
And that's what you want. Yep. That's what you want. And Ozzie Albies, what tie for what? Bryce Harper, 14 home runs. I think it's safe to say, you know, Grant said is you give it to Memorial Day to figure out what this team is. I think it's safe to say Ozzie Albies is a star already.
Yeah, well, he's an all-star. He's got to start at second base at the all-star. He's got to be voted in.
Well, I'm just talking about just a star, a star in the game of baseball. I think he's a star now. I think he's a star. I think he's legit.
You know, it's interesting that baseball's doing kind of the same thing in a lot of ways. I guess maybe, I don't know. I mean, these young players across the board, but baseball's having a youth infusion right now, and you're getting all these young stars. The kid that just hit the teenager that hit the home run for Washington. You've got, all these young stars in the game. Jordan Hicks, who's throwing at 105 miles an hour, and all this stuff. So baseball's got, some young stars coming up. It's another wave, and here they are. And they've arrived. And the Braves are at the forefront of all that, which is kind of cool, I think, anyway. So a lot to get into today. And, of course, we will get into the NFL meetings and everything that's going on, and the Falcons' reaction to Julio. Because today, you and I are going to go up to Flowery Branch and meet with some of the coaches and kind of get an idea of where the coaches' heads are, especially on defense, which ought to be kind of fun. Because I'm anxious to get up there and hear them. This defense went from, what, numbers 32 to number 16 to – but what was the defense last year? Do you know what that ranked last year? 32 in the first year of Quinn, and then 16, and then they were top 10 last year, correct?
Yeah, they were top 10, and I believe they were top 10 in scoring as well, which is really only the only thing that matters. Remember, the Super Bowl year, they were the bottom half of the league in scoring defense,
right?
Which is points allowed. That's what really matters to most people.
Right, to most people. And you know, a chance now to have a defense that could be stellar, you could be.
Yeah, to go along with your offense, that potentially could be stellar. I mean, just think if you'd had the defense that you had last year to go along with the offense you had the year before that. I mean, we would be having – our conversations here in Atlanta would probably be a lot different. It would be a lot different. And I think that's what Coach Quinn is striving for right now, is to try to get both of those aspects of the game on the same page and bring that special teams along as well so you can be clicking on all three phases of your football team.
So, again, all that to get into today, and we'll do that throughout the body of the show. Had a chance in a few minutes, we'll hear from old Falcons head coach June Jones. Had a chance to spend a couple of minutes with him just briefly yesterday to talk about the fact that he is now the head coach of one Johnny Manziel and what he expects out of Johnny Manziel this year. So we'll take that little interesting detour and do that in about 20 minutes. I have some gift cards to give out this morning, though, which is what I want to do. Now, I have the gift cards. See, Wendy?
Look at John paying off a bet.
Is that right?
Yeah, I've got the gift cards.
Well, you want to explain, John, or would you?
Well, apparently I had to. Apparently, you know, I went to the checkout at the Kroger here because I couldn't figure out what to get, you know, in terms of gift cards. So I just got Kroger, and apparently I had to round up.
Oh, that's a shame, John.
Well, I'm sure it is because
so
you can't get. What was my? I had to pay $17.50.
Well, because it was essentially a $35 bet since you're a contestant on Dancing with the Stars. We did a draft. We went around the room and we all drafted our athletes for Dancing with the Stars and said the first bet you made was if your contestant was not eliminated first and whoever's contestant wasn't eliminated was going to get $25. But you said if it wasn't yours, you would add 10 onto that. So me and Hugh's contestants were eliminated first.
I thought Hugh had two guys in the finals. He only had one?
No, he only had one in the finals. Daryl had Josh Norman in the final. So Daryl had a chance to actually win.
Daryl's looking at you like you're speaking Spanish. You remember Dancing with the Stars? When we picked our contestants, you picked Josh Norman.
You had Josh Norman.
And he finished second?
And he finished in the top three.
Ah.
So he was in the finals. But they didn't really do a second or third place on this one since it was such a short show for this season.
So you and Hugh, see, this is how I got shafted in a way, is you and Hugh tied because it was a short season.
Right, which means you could split it.
I did. Here. This
and
is
my
what
contestant
we're about.
Ended up winning Dancing with
so
the
I've
Stars.
I got $20 for you from Kroger and $20 for you from Kroger.
All right.
There you go. You
get, thanks, John.
Because I looked at it. You ever stood at the gift card line and tried to figure out what gift card to get? You know, the gift, oh, man.
Yes. It's very stressful.
It can be.
See, you it's a gift card, though.
Yeah,
but it's stressful. What if
right
you get the wrong restaurant or you pick the wrong?
But Wendy, it's a gift card. Like
but
you know
they
what?
Don't
this
like
is
set food places, or they don't like.
Well,
to go to the
well, you're giving it to somebody, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And I guess because I live on that theory of you better be damn grateful that I got you a gift card, so don't be complaining. I mean,
like a lottery scratch off ticket.
Yes.
You should be grateful.
No,
for
but
that.
You know that you shouldn't get that as a gift anyway. I think that's a bad gift to give. But if your plan is safe,
yes,
and if you're gonna give a gift card, you will like the gift card that I give you. Or I would take it to another level and say, hey, I'll give what do you like? Say if they say I like music. Give them a $20 iTunes gift card. That'll probably be the easiest gift to give. So that way there's no disappointment.
See, I don't buy a lot on iTunes.
But
I
would not. You know what I would get you? If I was getting you a gift card, I would get you a gift card to PetSmart.
Oh, that's actually
see,
a really good
that,
one.
See, and I didn't even have to think about that, but that right there, I know. Well, I kind of know you a little bit.
But then you
can use it in the pet. You could use it in the pet aisle at Kroger.
I could use it in the pet
smart.
Aisle.
PetSmart. You can go to Pets. I could. Oh, they have different pet cards for different cards for different stuff.
Oh yes.
Well, I'll just get you the one for the general PetSmart stuff. A gift card for PetSmart. That's it. Boom. Done.
Because some of those gift cards have fees, so you have to figure out which one has the
seriously?
Yes. If you get a regular Visa or MasterCard gift
card.
They add $5 onto your gift card.
So technically, if you get a $20 gift card, you're technically getting 15 or something like that?
Well, it depends. So that's why you had to choose one that's specific store, and that's why it's so stressful.
But you know, it's such a racket. These gift cards, whoever came up with it is brilliant at the same time. I mean, I want to know how much money on unused gift cards is out there. I mean, hundreds of millions of dollars. I mean, because my wife comes to me the other day, and she says, because I asked her if she had any, you know, if she had any gift cards to use for, I forget what we were going to use it for, but she had a $50 Visa gift card or MasterCard, one of the two, and she goes, you know, I've got like seven, and I'm like, oh my God, we have $50 on all these. She goes, no, some of them have like, I think $2.08, and some have like $3, and I'm going, well, how do you find out? You know, I guess you just go use them. I mean, the amount of money sitting around
once you put them in, they put the code in or whatever. They'll tell you how much is on it. So if you have, you know, you could use it and kind of piece them together, piecemeal them. Because I remember at one time, I guess the government made it so that they don't ever expire or something like that. Because I remember
now they don't.
Yeah, because they used to. Mm-hmm. That's what it was, and people were missing out on that money, so they made it so that you can always use them or something. So yeah.
Yeah, I think I have a gift card laying around, and I've got it 3 years ago as a Christmas gift. And it's still good.
And generally and broadly, what do you use? I mean, so one of the reasons I got Kroger here is only because you can use it for the pet aisle, or if you want to go get, I don't know, dinner one night, or you know, at Micro, you use it for gas.
Yeah, you can use like Kroger gift cards for anything.
Yeah.
Because you can buy anything at Kroger.
Yeah.
That's why.
Give me some melatonin.
Melatonin. Does melatonin work?
Oh, yeah.
It does?
Well, yeah. Well, for me, it does.
Okay. I've always been too afraid to take it because I was afraid it would work.
Oh, well, you have to start with like one melatonin.
Okay.
You don't.
Like, bad part about it is you build up a tolerance. And then you start taking
six. It for a while. Yeah.
Then you got to take like six.
Yeah, and then I sleep right through both of those alarms when they're going off, you know. And I can't do that, you know.
Well, I have like 9 alarms set on my iPhone, so I wake up just in case. They're set like at 5-minute increments.
Yeah, right. So anyway, we have a lot to go on the morning show today. As mentioned, we have and we'll get back into the throes of all of it. There are two former Falcons who are making kind of interesting news. Former Falcons head coach and a former Falcons quarterback. And we'll tell you about both of those as we continue next with John and Hugh on The Morning Show.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen and win.
The game's national signing bonus.
This is huge. We're giving away over $250,000. A chance to win a grand.
You just won $1,000.
12 times a day on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back in the morning show with John and Hugh on this rainy Wednesday. I said in the going into the break there that a former Falcons head coach and a former Falcons quarterback are making news. In a way, two former Falcons quarterbacks are making news, and that includes the former head coach who was himself a former Falcons quarterback, June Jones, who was a quarterback for the Falcons in the late 70s into the early 80s. Also, of course, head coach of the team from 1994 through 1996, quarterback Jeff George was under June. Now June's got a new assignment. He's the head coach of the Hamilton Tiger Cats in the CFL. And he has a new quarterback. That quarterback happens to be Johnny Manziel. So we called up June and got a couple of minutes with him to talk about his new quarterback. Well, June, your Tiger Cats made big news recently. You signed Johnny Manziel to a 2-year deal. Whose call was it to give Johnny a shot to start in the CFL?
Well, I think it was everybody in the organization. I worked him out twice in the last year. Last August and again in October, late October, and they gave us a protocol for him through the league to do. I think Johnny wanted to see if he was going to get another shot in the NFL, and that didn't pan out through the spring league thing. So he knew this was his option, and so I'm glad he came up.
You've dealt with a lot of in your career, June, with a lot of highly, you know, talented and interesting quarterbacks. Well, here in Atlanta, when you were the head coach of the Falcons, you dealt with Jeff George. You were an NFL quarterback yourself. What did you see in Johnny's game that gives you hope that he can flourish in the CFL?
Well, I think his accuracy throwing the football, number one, and he had success at every level. I offered him a scholarship. I was the first one to offer him a scholarship back when he was a sophomore in high school and I was at SMU. And then I watched him and played against him at Texas A&M. And, of course, that's history now. But actually what I did was I broke down his film in the National Football League, and I put it in categories of four wides and three wides and a tight end. Those are the only plays I looked at. And he would have been all pro if somebody had put him in that thing.
Yeah, I was kind of curious. I mean, you were a quarterback coach. I mean, he didn't forget how to play football when he left A&M, June. I mean, what was the reason at Cleveland?
Well, what happened to me was they put him in an offense that he'd never been in his whole life. And all of a sudden he became a rookie. And when they did spread the field and they put him in the formation that he's comfortable with, where he can see everything before it happens, do everything. Like I said, he made the same plays in the NFL that he made at Alabama when he was going against Alabama at Texas A&M. And so from that standpoint, the film doesn't lie. He can play.
June Jones joining us on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. He's the head coach of the Hamilton Tiger Cats, former Falcons head coach, now the head coach of Johnny Manziel in the CFL. And Johnny is more than just a quarterback, as we mentioned. You know, he's an interesting guy. Is it fair to say that he is on a kind of a, you know, wait and see short leash here in terms of his off field and dealing with bipolar?
Yeah, well, he seems to be very on top of himself right now. He's very concerned. Personal life has been private. He hasn't, he's very humbled about what's happened. And I think the bipolar thing obviously had an effect and would have an effect on anybody. And he seems to be to have that under control also. I'm not very familiar with what that really is, but he, just as far as me talking with him, working with him so far for 3 days, he's a pro.
And June, what's the reception of the fans in Hamilton been like to Johnny?
Well, we haven't really had, although I will say this, obviously there's set of three cameras at a press conference, there's about 100. And so from that standpoint, it's bringing a lot of attention to the organization. And I would say once we start playing football, he's going to bring a lot of attention to Canada and to people watching ESPN2 to see what he's doing.
Does Johnny Manziel have a chance to be a great one in the CFL? Do you guys up there in Hamilton have a chance to win the title, the Grey Cup?
Yes, I think we do. I think we're very good. Last year we were 0-8 when I took the job, and with the group of guys that we had, we were last those first 8 games in every defensive and every offensive category in the league. The last 10 games, we were first in every category in offense and first in defense also. So we re-signed all the players. We got a good core group of guys. We added to it, had a good draft, and we've added players. So, you got to buy into the culture, and the team concept is what wins for you ultimately. And I think we have that type of guys up there.
Spending a couple of minutes with former Falcons quarterback and head coach June Jones, who's a coach in the CFL with the Hamilton Tiger Cats. With your team you brought back, we had a chance on our show to talk with Coach Glanville. You're reunited with Jerry Glanville again. What's that like for you?
It's a lot of fun, Jerry. And I played for him and coached for him, and then he coached for me and Hawaii. And, he has something about him that gets players to play at a high level. And everywhere I've been, he has had a real physical, aggressive defense, and that's what we like to do, and take the football away and get it in the hands of my two quarterbacks, Jeremiah Mazzoli and Johnny Manziel. And so, we think it's going to be a lot of fun, and I can already tell just on the first 3 practices that the defense is playing with the type of intensity that all Jerry Glanville defenses did.
Yeah, that's exactly true. June Jones and Johnny Manziel are going to be interesting here to see what he does. Doug Flutie flourished in the CFL.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little different game. I know that the defensive linemen have to line up a yard off the ball, so there's a chance there for him to have some success. I was reading somewhere, John, that he has one of the hottest-selling jerseys for the Hamilton Tiger Cats. Hasn't even played a down yet. And the jersey that they had in the store with his number on it, I think he's going to wear number 2, that they were selling like hotcakes.
Yeah, I would be interesting to monitor. Their season starts in a couple of weeks up there in Canada, so it's AO time for football north of the border, and Johnny Manziel is, as June Jones said, going to be the focus of at least the beginning of the year.
I think it was kind of interesting that he kind of alluded to the fact that there's going to be 2 quarterbacks playing. Like, I guess they're going to split time.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty interesting because, you know, normally if you have two quarterbacks, you don't have one. So for him to basically say that, you know, they're going to split time, I wonder, does that necessarily mean that Johnny Manziel is going to have the opportunity to start later on in the season once he picks up the terminology and the speed of the game?
All right, we'll see what happens with Johnny Manziel, and thanks again to June Jones. We mentioned former quarterback. All right, it's a bit of a stretch. Granted, Brett Favre is a former Falcon, but it is a bit of a stretch. I had to go there. I mean, you know, a cup of coffee with the Atlanta Falcons, and then, of course, off to Green Bay where he became a superstar. Brett Favre went out and started speaking to the media about his, you know, what he was going through and during his career. Peter King at SI and others about, you know, the fact that he had been in rehab far many more times than anybody had ever known, that he just didn't let it known, and that he had, quote, thousands of concussions during his career. He has short-term memory loss, and he said he's worried about developing CTE, and so we wish him, you know, good health here. But really, the showstopper of the whole interview, Hugh, was when Brett Favre said, I took Vicodin, 14 Vicodin at one time. 14. Now, I've never taken Vicodin, so I can't speak to this, but my understanding is a pretty potent painkiller.
It is. It is. And for you to have built up a tolerance to take 14, I mean, that's pretty telling. You know, I know that, you know, playing in the NFL, you know, we take various pain pills, you know, to help with you know, coming down or dealing with pain during the season. But to be to the point where you're taking like 14 Vicodin, that's a lot. That is a high tolerance for a very, very strong pain medicine.
He said, I was the MVP on a pain pill buzz. Man, getting maybe 1 or 2 hours of sleep most nights, maybe 30 minutes of quality sleep. That's got to be, I mean, could you do 1 to 2 hours of sleep with 30 minutes of quality sleep? Wouldn't you start to go insane after a couple of nights?
I don't know, John. I've never been in a situation like that. I can't speak to something like this that I know nothing about, but to have played against Brett Favre and to see him work and to see him out there playing, he's took a lot of punishment. There's no question about that, but he was a fierce competitor. No doubt about that. He was a fierce competitor. And he was one of those guys that, you know, when you knew he would throw a lot of interceptions during the game, but he could throw some touchdowns. He could throw some clutch touchdowns when he had to. And just to hear him talk about how, you know, him taking all these pills and being all these painkillers when he was playing football, that's pretty amazing. That is a pretty amazing feat for him to be able to function the way that he functioned and be on that pain pill buzz like he said he was.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. I mean, I guess you know, it's not uncommon though, is it? I mean, for players, I mean, it's you have to deal with so much as an NFL player. It's not like being, you know, and I'm not trying to, I won't even mention any other athletes. It's a different thing because it seems to me there would be far more pain to deal with as an NFL player than most sports. Is that fair to say?
I mean, there's pain involved with every sport that you play, John. I think that when people look at it for the NFL because it's such a physical game that and they think it's way worse in the NFL. It's probably the same for every sport that you play. It's probably the same for baseball because you play 162 games. You know, so there's something that is comparison to with every sport that you play in. It's just that in football, you have a shorter time period to, I mean, you're doing all those big, heavy collisions, and you have to get up and get going for the week of practice and for the next game. So, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, you probably on painkillers or some kind of anti-inflammatory probably for 6 months, you know, the whole time that you're playing. No, it's probably no different than it is for any other sport. But yeah, football is that's because for us, that's the gladiator sport. That's the sport that we look at and say, oh, you know, those dudes are gladiators.
Well, Brett Favre certainly may be a cautionary tale for some people, but you know, again, coming out saying that he had been in rehab far more, many more times, and he overcame. Look, Brett Favre was a riverboat gambler. I mean, you played against him, Hugh. He was as fearless a quarterback as I've ever seen anybody be. Absolutely fearless.
No question about that. And he was that dude. Like Brett Favre on the field, man. If Brett Favre was playing, you had a chance. Like if he was on another team, you knew you had to be on your P's and Q's. You know, he would throw 3 picks in the first half of the game, and then he would come back and he would throw 3 touchdowns, 5 touchdowns. That's just the kind of guy he was, and he would let that thing fly. Did not care. That's what made Brett Favre so great because he had that gunslinger mentality.
Right, the ultimate gunslinger in Brett Favre. And the fortunes, I understand why the Falcons passed on him, the whole Buckhead Brett thing. But how do the fortunes of a team change, huh? If you know, you get this kid out of Southern Miss, he drafted in the second round. What if they had kept him? Yeah, no, they didn't. So there it goes. Today's a Wednesday. It's a rainy Wednesday. It's also the last day of the NFL meetings, and we'll get into the NFL meetings and what they have been discussing up in Buckhead. Speaking of Buckhead, we'll tell you what else today is with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This is big.
Okay, let's do it.
We are giving away a quarter of $1 million.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's National Signing Bonus.
Listen every weekday from 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. and you could win $1,000 every hour, all day.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back to the morning show with John here on Sports Radio 92 The Game. What you got, Hugh?
I thought he was going to come with something different, though. I honestly did. I was trying to pick Daryl's brain and thought he was going to come with something different because of one of the special days it was. But he didn't.
What do you Which mean, day? One of the special days?
Well, you know, it's National Taffy Day.
So you like taffy? Oh, you wanted Laffy Taffy?
Yes, there you go. Okay. Laffy
Taffy. Laffy Taffy. Go. Yeah. No, that's but it's Drew Carey's birthday.
Come on down.
He turns the big 6-0 today.
I remember. He's from Cleveland. Is he really from Cleveland?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, because I remember he did the show, Cleveland Rocks. Cleveland. Yeah. Well, I forgot the name. Drew Carey Show. Drew Carey Show.
But yeah, he hosts The Price is Right now after Bob Barker hosted it for many, many years. And then I didn't know this about Drew Carey. He's also in the WWE Hall of Fame. Did you guys know that?
Did not know that.
I did not know that until today either, but yes.
For what?
I don't know. But he's in the WWE.
I mean, he wasn't a wrestler.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to look up
that's
the
pretty.
Why.
That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, it is cool. But I watch The Price is Right religiously every single day.
Seriously?
Yeah, it comes on at 11.
It's like I don't even know you anymore.
Really. Hugh, I am 90 in the inside.
I can't believe it, Wendy. You sit and watch The Price is Right every day?
Right after Let's Make a Deal.
So you run home.
Deal's back on?
Oh, yeah. Wayne Brady's been hosting that forever.
Yeah,
oh.
Wayne Brady's been hosting
with Tiffany
that for
Coyne
a while.
And Jonathan Mangum.
Oh, I think I actually did know that. You're right.
Trust me. I watch all the olds. I mean, I am.
Game Show Network?
I'm essentially. No, just those two because they're on when I get home, so. Mm. And it's easy television to watch. So, yeah. Okay. Yep, and I also do my crossword puzzles. And no, I'm just kidding.
No, you're not.
Other birthdays today, I'm not actually. Marvelous Marvin Hagler, who turned 64. He's a boxing legend from the 80s.
Yeah, but don't we miss those days? Don't we miss the days of Hagler and Thomas Hitman Hearns and Sugar Ray and Roberto Nomas Duran and... I mean, all that when boxing was king, the young sports fans they are missing out. You know how great that was. I'm not strolling down memory lane here, but it was so great.
Yeah, you kind of are. I mean, when the heavyweight boxes, like heavyweights, were a big deal. It was a big deal to be a heavyweight in America in the heavyweight title. Yeah,
John
basically.
Fricky.
Take a walk down your childhood. Yeah.
Well, when John covered it.
So did you. I mean, it's Marvin Hagler for crying out loud. So did Daryl. Daryl was there. He watched
it. I didn't cover it. None of that. Well, you watched it.
Well, covered it, watched it. I mean, I didn't cover the bouts. I watched them.
I thought you were there, John, for.
No,
for
not boxing,
bouts.
No. Only one. I've only been to one title.
Did
bout.
You know Marvelous? He added that legally to his name. So Marvelous is part of his name now.
Well, yeah, I think a lot of those guys did. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me.
It's pretty cool. Well, Ryan Coogler, you may not know the name, but you'll know it after I tell you what he does. He turns 32 years old today. He is the director of Black Panther and also Creed. So he's got two big movies.
32 and winning.
Yes, under his belt. Kelly Monaco, soap star, 42. Jewel, 44. Ken Jennings turns 44. You remember he won 74 straight episodes of Jeopardy, earning more than $3 million. Do you guys remember that time? Yes, I also watched Jeopardy every single night.
No, I remember hearing this story about him, though. Because he was like a big deal. He was like undefeated. He was like
forever and ever and ever, right?
In a row. And then he went up against the computer, Watson, and lost horribly. Like the computer owned Ken Jennings. Also, Joan Collins turns 85.
Joan Collins still alive?
85
wow.
years old.
Man.
Originally, Alexis Carrington on Dynasty.
The best, like, I do remember this. When I was younger, the best fight on TV was her and the blonde haired lady. like Blake Carrington's wife, that they got to fighting and they rolled down, they tumbled down the steps. I can't remember the other lady's name, but it was his second wife because he was married to Jones Collins the first time. Daryl, could you find that? I think it was Crystal. I know I'm dating myself, and yeah, I'm going down the memory lane. But that was
the best TV fight ever.
That was Dynasty, right? Not Knott's Landing, right?
Dynasty. Yeah, that was Dynasty. That was the best TV fight ever because they were scrapping.
You know, Dynasty is back. There's a reboot of it.
No, it's not the same.
It's been back. I have.
That's almost like
there was a reboot of Dallas, wasn't there?
I think so.
Yeah.
I never.
That's just like them rebooting Superfly. I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, I saw that.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah,
I know that. That's
like his hair.
I don't like his hair. I don't like that for this era. You know what I mean? Because in the era, no, because everybody.
Why?
Because nobody wears perms anymore. Like nobody, everybody's moving away from the perm. And they bringing this cat back, and he's coming.
Oh. I had a perm as a kid. My mom did not like me.
But yeah, and now they're bringing it back with him with the perm. No, I don't know how I feel about that. Nice hairstyle, though, but it's just like, It's a little dated.
When you say you had a perm, are we talking about a bouffant here? What are we talking about?
We have this
Jersey hair?
Oh, we had this tremendous family photo, and I'll never forget it. I should find it and actually post it because it is that tremendous. So me and my mom had matching perms, and my dad had straight hair, and my other sister had straight hair. So we were sitting, like, diagonally from each other in this photo with, like, jean clothes on, and I have this giant perm to match my mom's giant
perm. One of those family photos you never want to have go on that list on the internet.
Well,
click to see the next.
It's pretty tremendous that it should probably be on the internet. I'll have to find that photo and post it because it's amazing. Well, today's National Day, like you said, National Taffy Day. I'm not a taffy fan, but if you guys are, it's okay.
You know what? It all depends on what kind you get. I mean, they got so many different types of taffy now. And then you go, like, some amusement parks you go to, they actually make the taffy, like while you're sitting right there, mm-hmm. and they do the little churning of the taffy and everything. Yeah, it can get a little chewy. Or some of it can be, I like the softer taffy. Some of that taffy can be tough. Pull your teeth out.
I know.
Pull your filling out. Pull it, like, they put you in a bad spot.
But Airheads, is Airheads considered a taffy?
I would say so. I would say it has a consistency of a taffy, but yeah, it's a softer taffy.
But the one that you have to chew forever, no thanks. Today also National Lucky Penny Day.
Lucky penny. Is that still a thing? Do people still pick up pennies when they see them on the ground?
Well, you know, I won't pick one up if it's tails up. I mean, I don't know why. I don't think I'm superstitious. I don't look for cracks. I don't worry about black cats. I'd walk under a ladder, but if there's a penny that's tails up, I won't touch it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why.
You're superstitious about pennies.
Apparently. I don't know why. I mean, because I'm not literally, I'll step out of crack, I'll walk under a ladder, as long as nobody's dangling a paint can from it, you know, I mean, I'm okay. I mean, I'm not really overly, black cats don't bother me.
I just need that Happy Meal eventually, so if I pick up enough pennies, I'll have that dollar for the Happy Meal.
Do you pick up pennies, Hugh, on the ground? Do I pick up change or no?
I don't pick up
change off the ground?
No.
Again, that's something me and the olds have in common.
I haven't done it in a while. I have not done that in a while. No, I haven't.
I found a quarter the other day on the ground. It's the first time I found a quarter in a long time. I was like, yeah,
score.
Do you
have like a change bucket? I have a change bucket that I take to Coinstar. Hey.
We got a lot going to be going on our Twitter today. Going to be a big day on our Twitter. Trust me, at 929 The Game. As we discuss it, it'll be brought to you, as always, by Vision Computers, where an average hold time is less than 15 seconds. Great folks at Vision Computers up there, 85 and Jimmy Carter. Dan, speaking of going up at 85, go past Jimmy Carter up to Flowery Branch, and that's where the Falcons are holding their OTAs. And yesterday, the head coach, Dan Quinn, spoke out about the fact that Julio's not there. What Dan Quinn had to say, we have the audio, and we're going to play it for you next on The Morning Show with John and you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.